7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, well, 7:10 is a time, but it is not the correct time. The correct time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, but you probably knew that already. If not, well, that just means this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say hello and welcome, and allow me to pour you some lovely, lovely tea. What am I drinking today? Oh, the same thing that I've been drinking for the last couple of days. It's Jiguan Yin. It's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. I need this today. I need this because this is shaping up to be something of a very peculiar day. So I think I'm going to have to do another round of tea here. Oh, yeah. It's good. Okay. I think I can cope. I think I can function. But I'm hearing something in my house that leads me to believe that there is some non-functionality happening somewhere in my house. So let's leave this room and investigate and see what those weird sounds were.
Yes, I thought I heard weird sounds. Was that you making weird sounds? Oh, it wasn't. Oh, I wonder who it was. Yeah, nobody will ever know. It's such a mystery.
Okay, so now I have to follow my cat over here to see what my cat's doing. She's walking around the long way. I have a feeling she's going to go into the kitchen. Yep, here she comes. Hi. What are you doing? We went through this, so what, 22 minutes ago. What are we doing up here back in the kitchen again?
Here we are.
Oh, I noticed that you're looking at your cup full of water. Oh, it's not full, you say? It looks full to me. There's
1 milliliter of water is missing out of this cup.
So that means we have to fill it back up with kitty water because
kitties don't like empty cups.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you mean to tell me there's 199 milliliters of water left in that 200 milliliter cup and now it's empty? Yeah. 199 is not 200. Therefore, it is empty. Okay, so my cat has some kitty water. That's good. Let's walk down here into the other room. And let me sit down. Man, I gotta tell you, sitting down sounds like a really good idea right now. Oh, and look who decided to follow me down here. I thought you were going to drink some kitty water upstairs and do kitty water stuff. Does this mean that we're doing kitty biz? I don't know. No, she's walking into the bathroom. Guess we're going to have a snack or something. Okay, that's good. What are we doing today? This is the part where I say, well, let's get out of the car, but we're not in the car. And why aren't we in the car? I had every intention of going somewhere today for a little travel episode. Because it was supposed to be hot. The weather people were telling me that it was going to be way too hot for me to do anything.
And I thought, well, that'll be good because I can just get in a car, in an air-conditioned car. We can go somewhere. And then I can be out of the car for a little while and then get back into the car and go home, be nice and cool. Being in the car is kind of okay because the air conditioner in the car is very, very good and it can make things very, very cold. And I thought, all right, so that'll be the plan. But that did not turn out to be the plan. No. No plan. Uh-oh, the cat's playing with the cords. Don't, Pippa, we don't play with the power cables. Do you want to do some kitty business? And now she's rubbing her face up against other power cables. Come on! All right, I'll get the kitty binky ready.
I'll get the kitty binky ready. You gotta come over here and do some kitty business with me on the binky.
Yes, oh, it's working. My plan is working.
Hi, honey babies.
Look at us, Fluffy MacGuffins. That's you. Your name is Fluffy McGumps.
Oh, yes, Fluffy McGumps. On the ballot to be the mayor of Fluffy McGumpin Town. That's you. Yeah, you're going to get elected.
Somebody's going to get elected to Flumpy McGumpin Town. We should probably go there. Not sure where that is exactly, but it doesn't matter. So anyway, now that the cat's in the business pit, oh, this is going to kill my legs, isn't it? Yeah, it is. But I don't care.
We don't care, do we, Pippa? No.
Oh, you're going to give me some kitty kisses on my arm? Now my cat is licking my arm. That's nice. I need to be wet sanded. So as I was saying, it was going to be hot, but the weather is actually very weird today. I woke up and the first thing I did was check the Weather Channel, which only tells me the local temperature. And I got no other information there. And so it said, like, it's American, so it said 71, which is, you know, like 19 degrees Celsius. I call it 20, what the hell. And I was excited. I thought, oh, it's cooler than it should be. You know, that should be 91. And I thought, oh, boy, we can go outside and we can do stuff today. And so as I was heading up into the kitchen, I was getting kind of excited about it until I noticed that every single one of my windows is fogged up. And I thought, what? But that is why I'm having sinus day. No, it turns out it must have rained like right before I woke up, because once I got into the kitchen and could look out the back windows, because the kitchen windows weren't fogged up because that's where the sun is hitting at that time of day. And no, apparently it had rained. It rained like right before I woke up. And so now we have humidity danger. And I can already tell that it's bad, because it's pretty damn humid in my house. Hence, you know, me kind of wondering why my sinuses are weird. It's going to be sinus day. It's really, really humid outside, and it stopped raining. The sun is coming out, so now it's heating up while it's... Yeah, we're not going outside. No way in hell. So I'm thinking, what am I thinking? I'm thinking we need some bird action, so let's call up our friend Tico, our rock and roll bird, see what he's doing today. Oh boy.
Beep.
Nice. Oh, I do like that bird. And other animals that I've been enjoying on YouTube include, but are not limited to, Wan Mai, the baby elephant. Anybody else watching this? There's this baby elephant named Wan Mai that lives in some kind of what it would appear to be an elephant rescue type of place, probably in Thailand, where there needs to be a lot of elephant rescue things due to elephants no longer being used to harvest teak, and so there's a lot of elephants running around, save the damn elephants. And so last night, I got suckered into watching one of these videos about this baby elephant, because the title of the video was something that wasn't quite right. Something like, Baby Elephant Wan Mai, enjoy a fun time. No, it doesn't matter. Basically, some well head or sprinkler head on the elephant reservation got broken, and so there's just this water jet shooting up out of the ground about 2 meters. And, well, apparently this is the funnest thing in the world if you're a baby elephant. And I had to watch this. The video is only a minute and a half or 2 minutes long or whatever. So I watched this baby elephant run around in this, run around in a sprinkler, essentially. And I started laughing. And I thought, okay, this is pretty great because the elephant's really happy about it, making funny noises and running around and doing all this stuff. And then, of course, when that was over, then it decided that YouTube algorithm decided that I needed to see another elephant video. Baby Elephant Wan Mai, always love the toy. And so then it's, you know, Baby Elephant Wan Mai running around in a field kicking a ball. It's like, yeah, okay, elephant football. I don't have a problem with that. Let's get a league going. What do you think, Peppa?
You want to watch some elephant football with me? Yes, that would be so fun.
Peppa would like it. And then, just shortly after I was watching baby elephants have a fun time, I learned something interesting. I learned something interesting enough that I'm going to need to get a postmark. All right, this is where it gets weird. I don't know if I've ever brought this up before to the committee, so I don't know if the committee is going to remember this or not, but at one point in time in my life, not too long ago, I sort of started collecting postmarks. And when I say postmarks, I mean the cancellation of stamps that have gone through the mail. It's a postal thing. And it's not that I have any interest in postmarks necessarily, except there's just some odd ones. There's just some really strange ones in America. Like, you know, for example, there is a town in Oklahoma named OK. Yeah, that's the name of it, OK. And it's spelled O-K-A-Y. Now, that might not be very interesting to anyone, but the thing to know here is that the official abbreviation, the postal abbreviation for the state of Oklahoma, is the letters OK. So, the postmark says OK, comma, OK. OK, the word, comma, OK, the letters. And, you know, once I found out that town existed, yeah, I had to have a postmark there that, you know, came from OK, OK. And yes, I do have one. And how do I do this? Basically, what I do is I buy postal stationery postcards and sometimes envelopes, and I address the postcard to myself, and I put it in an envelope and address the postcard to the postmaster of that zip code. This is a good trick. But I'm not going to give you lessons on how to do that right now. I just want to tell you about this funny postmark I need to get. Oh, I need to get the Santa one, too. I still haven't Now, do I really want that one that badly? I don't know. But I do have some very, very interesting ones. But I found out that a place exists last night, and I need to have a postmark from there just because I... This is just sort of a dumb Tobe thing, and I need to have it. All right, we have a state in our country called South Carolina. And for all my international listeners, all my international committee members, yes, there is a North Carolina. This occurs in a couple of places in the United States. We have North Dakota and South Dakota. We have North Carolina and we have South Carolina. And then things get really confusing with Virginia and West Virginia, New Mexico. But that's not where we're going with this. South Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina is not North Carolina. South Carolina has a town named North. Yeah. So there are people who live in the town of North, South Carolina. I like that. I like that so much that I'm going to have to write a letter to the postmaster of North, South Carolina, and say, please post this postcard from your station. And if you could, please use your CDS. CDS is circular date stamp. That's the manual way to cancel stamps. Yeah, I know all the tricks. I know all the tricks. So am I going to do that today? No, I don't have any postal stationery. But I could just go out and... I'm sure I have some postcards that I could use. I don't have any postcard stamps. I don't... Oh, brother. Yeah, I used to do a lot of weird mail stuff. Just mailing weird things. Mail art. I like to mail things to myself. Mail. And when I say mail art, I mean sending mail as a form of art. Along with, of course, sending art through the mail. But I feel like posting things and doing weird things with the postal service can be a form of art because it's entirely gratuitous, just like other forms of art. I don't need to send information to anybody. I don't need to convey goods or services or monetary remuneration through the mail. I don't need to do any of that. I'm just sending mail in an interesting way for the sake of sending mail in an interesting way. You know, mail gratis mailis. I don't speak Latin. I can barely speak English. And I know all kinds of fun mail tricks. I used to mail things to myself. And back when I traveled a lot, not that I actually traveled very far, just 200 miles away, but you know, in my old jobs when I was driving around in small towns in Iowa and stuff, I would mail things to myself from these small towns in Iowa just so I could have a record of me being there. And sometimes the towns had interesting names and sometimes they didn't. But still, it was fun to mail stuff. And why am I still talking about the mail? We shouldn't be messing around, because we've got important things to watch on TV. Like what? Like Godzilla. What's on today? Oh yeah, sweet. It's Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. We got some combat going here. Our favorite Godzilla is not trying to blast Space Godzilla with his breath weapon, but Space Godzilla has the weird shield because of the crystals that grow out of his back. That sounds like a digital soundtrack to me. Oh, Godzilla goes down. And then little baby Godzilla rolls around trying to look cute, trying to bring some comedic relief to this tense combat scene. The scene of life or death between two giant lizards. I look at Space Godzilla. Man, tearing it up. And the stupid baby Gojira's getting in the way. This is no place for children. Godzilla lets off another blast, but no, Space Godzilla
avoids it by jumping up into the air and growing some more crystals on his back. Oh, and he blasts the little baby Gojira. That's not cool, man. You leave the women and the kids out. Space Godzilla. He is pretty badass, I have to admit. But I think it's time to go to some music. What do I feel like listening to today? Oh, how about some Bauhaus? Yeah. Ziggy Stardust, maybe? Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Is it gonna play now? There we go. Good job, Pete. Oh, I do like Bauhaus. I don't know why. Well, I could give you 1,000 reasons why, but I'm not going to. No. Because you don't need to know 1,000 reasons why I like Bauhaus. What you need to know are 1,000 reasons why it's essential to keep a golf ball clean while enjoying a great
keeping
round
a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Fine, tell me all
the
about
R&R
it.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Does it have any features?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
An asset.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing transition!
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Prevents
all
corrosion.
Ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
A rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook...
Oh, shut up. That is not a carabiner and everyone knows it.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Oh, I should buy one of these.
Order your Grand Ball washer today.
Will my golfers appreciate it?
Your golfers will appreciate it with every round.
Faceless and bodiless voice that is just showing me pictures of R&R Products Grand Ball Washer. I need one of those. I wonder how much they cost. Yeah, you really got to sort of wonder. The reason I'm wondering about this is because, you know that red and yellow golf ball I found yesterday, that two-tone? I've been scrubbing it. I cannot get it completely clean. There's some dirt in these one dimples, and it's really annoying me. I don't think it's dirt. It's just this sort of shadow, but it's not an actual light shadow. And I've been scrubbing at it with a green scrubby, but what I need is a brush. But I don't have a high-performance internal spiral brush. I just have a... So I'm angry. But I do want to tell you about another golf ball. I was going to tell you about this yesterday, and then I got distracted and forgot all about it. But a couple of weeks ago, I found a pink Callaway. And I just thought it was a regular pink Callaway. You know, when I picked it up, I put it in my pocket, and I took it home. And I threw it in a little plastic thing that's in my sink that has a bunch of golf balls in it that I need to wash. Because I don't own an R&R Products Grand Ball Washer. But I want one. So, yeah, a couple days ago when I was washing off a different golf ball, I looked into the little thing and I saw this pink Callaway, and the pink Callaway looked purple. And I thought, oh, it must just be a trick of the light. But no, it wasn't a trick of the light. I grabbed the ball, and it was sort of purple on one side and pink in another area, but it wasn't, you know, a clearly delineated line. And I thought, whoa, what is this? Is this a pink golf ball that's turning purple, or a purple golf ball that's turning pink? What the hell is going on? And then I realized, maybe it's a color-changing golf ball, and if I run it under hot and cold water, I can get it to change colors. So I was flipping the water back and forth, hot to cold, hot to cold. And no, it's not a color-changing golf ball. It's just a really strange golf ball that seems to be partially purple and partially pink. Is this a mistake golf ball? Is this a rare error golf ball? That would make it extraordinarily valuable. If some kind of quality control problem managed to not get caught in the factory and the balls actually got shipped out, that would make this a pretty expensive and rare golf ball. And if that doesn't make any sense to you, look at stamps. Look at philately, look at numismatism, look at coin collecting, look at stamps and coin collecting and dollars and baseball cards and any printed material that has any kind of error on it becomes very valuable because these things are unique. These are mistakes. These are things that our collectors are looking for. So now I have this weird pink and purple Callaway golf ball. Is it an error? Is it worth lots and lots of dollars? Or is this just another product that they have that I don't know about because I can't be bothered to look up Callaway golf balls? Well, I couldn't even if I wanted to because I don't have a computer that could do it, but I don't know. And it doesn't matter anyway. Why? Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Sometimes it's about golf balls. Sometimes it's about, I don't know, bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.